I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being here. It is really an incredible sequence of natural disasters we're witnessing. Our hearts are with Mexico today, and we're also still thinking of the people in the recovery phase of those back-to-back hurricanes, and now another, Maria. We'll get to all of this today, but let's start with Mexico City. Terrible scenes have been unfolding as rescuers scramble to save people and families wait for word about missing loved ones. Manuel Rueda is a journalist in Mexico City. Can you tell us where you are right now, Manuel? Describe what you're seeing.
Yeah, I'm in a neighborhood of Mexico City called Roma, where a five-floor building collapsed. There's still families, relatives of people who are apparently trapped in this collapsed building. The relatives are asking for information. They've been here all night. But there's also lots of volunteers bringing food for the rescue workers. So there's a lot of movement, a lot of things happening.
As to those people trapped in the rubble, I mean, how successful have the emergency services been in getting them out?
Well, in this particular building, rescue workers have said they've rescued 25 people since yesterday in the afternoon. Overall, there's already been some good news of people rescued. And I think, you know, the work is going to continue at least through today and tomorrow while they still have hopes of finding people alive buried under the rubble.
Can you tell us about the supply of electricity right now? There are also some gas leaks, I understand. What's the latest on just kind of infrastructure, utilities, that kind of thing?
Well, this is changing constantly. Last night, there were many neighborhoods still without electricity. Traffic lights weren't working. The Mexican president said that something like 40% of Mexico City was without electricity at one point. I think that's being improving slowly, as well as the gas leaks, because the gas and electricity companies have also been sending crews out to try and fix those situations.
Do you have a sense of how many buildings actually collapsed?
I think the count is above 50 buildings in Mexico City. In other parts of the country, I'm not sure. Of course, you know, we're talking about 50 buildings in a city that has tens of thousands of buildings. So it's not a situation where, you know, like a vast majority of the population is left without a home.
So I know you've been out interviewing people today. What have you been hearing? What have they been saying to you?
Well, I was interviewing people whose relatives or friends have been trapped in these buildings that collapsed. And they're just a bit frustrated with the lack of clarity about what's going on because there's different rescue teams also working on the buildings at the same time, and they're getting different information from different people on, you know, how many people are left in the building, on which people have been rescued from the building. So that's the thing I heard the most was some frustration with the lack of information.
Manuel, I know it's been a trying 24 hours, which presumably will continue for some days. Manuel Rueda, journalist in Mexico City, thank you very much for your time.
Sure, no problem.